This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Third down and goal, 12th play of the drive. Johnson, and caught for the touchdown! A lasered abatement of 4 yards! And the Ravens have taken the lead.
Flanking Flacco here, second and 10. Flacco's going to the end zone to fold it in. He comes down with it. Touchdown, Ravens.
Westwood One and CBS on the call. And by the way, nobody throws a 4-yard laser like Josh Johnson does. Kevin Harlan on the call. And I think that was
Big the Ben at the end of his career threw a good one.
Yeah, he did. And then I think that was the AFC title game, Flacco throwing to Bolden in New England.
You could play anything behind Kevin Harlan talking and Iron Maiden shredding, and it's
pretty
gold.
Darn good.
It's gold. Even Josh Johnson highlights.
So we have two backup quarterbacks, both with Raven ties. Let's start with Joe Flacco.
They can't quit this division.
No. Joe Flacco, future Ring of Honor member whenever he decides to hang it up, and he doesn't seem like he wants to hang it up anytime soon. So that's a 1-year, $4 million deal to go back to Cleveland. He can make up to $13 million, I assume the centers if he starts games.
Or starts or wins.
Yeah.
Percent playing time percentages.
So this is interesting because I think he wanted to go back a year ago, but the other guy, Deshaun Watson, didn't
want him. Oh, no, the other guy didn't want him there, and the owner capitulated to that guy. But now that Watson blew his Achilles out again, and they're already talking about him in the past tense, and the owner knows he's a sunk cost and doesn't want him in the building anymore, now they bring Flacco back. The problem is Flacco in Indianapolis did not look like Flacco in Cleveland.
He's 2 years older.
Physically, just confidence-wise, arm strength wise, I mean, even maybe especially mobility wise, like I'm not telling you he was Michael Vick when he was in Cleveland for that stretch run, but he looked like a guy who could protect himself and take 7 yards if they were there and at least use his body to avoid intense pain. Like he could do that in Cleveland. He did not look like that in Indianapolis.
Well, with Watson, then he put out the video saying, hey, doubt me. I'm going to get back to
this. Good luck.
All right, whatever. Good riddance. Have fun. So Kenny Pickett's there. So are you expecting Pickett to be the week one starter or Joe?
And then they're going to.
Or door number three.
Or do they still go trade for Kirk Cousins?
I don't know if they're going to do that, but I think they'll draft a quarterback day two and let this all play out. I'll tell you this. They're all going to end up playing because if they start with Flacco, he's going to be 4 or 5 weeks, and then that's going to come to probably a painful end for him. And if Pickett plays, I don't think he's going to keep the job for long, and then you go to the kid. So I would put the over-under on 3.5 quarterbacks to play for the Cleveland Browns this year.
Well, that's fun. Let's continue the fun and frivolity as Josh Johnson has himself a job. And we, shame on us, we thought he'd just be sitting out there and the Ravens could tell him to go coach high school ball. And he might still end up getting cut by the Commanders because they got four quarterbacks there. But the Commanders have signed him to a 1-year league minimum deal.
You know, look, so Adam Peters is the GM there. Yes. Adam Peters came from San Francisco, was in San Francisco a long time, dating all the way back to overlapping with when Jim Harbaugh was there. So he would be familiar with Josh Johnson all the way back through Harbaugh bringing him there to San Francisco when Peters was a young executive there. And obviously Lamar Jackson really liked having Josh, like he clearly got along with Josh Johnson, and Josh Johnson is something of a mentor. So Jaden Daniels develops and looks like a superstar. So I see where I can get, you know, I get it. Like, but I, yeah, I also, you don't, I think you could have done this the day before training camp or whatever, but they
all,
you know,
they also have Mariota on the roster. They have the kid from Notre Dame, Sam Hartman, on the roster. And so Johnson's the fourth quarterback.
Here's a question. Who lasts longer, Joe Flacco or Josh Johnson, their careers?
Well, Joe actually plays.
Well, it seems like Joe's content with continuing to run it back, even at age 40.
Well, yeah, I don't know that Josh Johnson would actually play any. Like, I don't know that there's a scenario where he actually plays football this year, but I think Flacco, I just told you, I think Flacco will.
No, no, for sure. But I'm saying who lasts longer in the league is what I'm saying, because both of them want to continue.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they brought Mariota back. So, like, I don't think they did, like, they did that to trade him. Like, I think they value Mariota. If Jaden gets hurt for a couple weeks, we're cool with Mariota. You know, Hartman is a nothing burger at this point. I mean, maybe he's a guy who they just cut or trade for a conditional seven if somebody gets a quarterback injury. The thing about Josh is you could just keep him on your practice squad. Yep. So he's there to mentor. He's not taking up a game day spot. And again, like I said with the Ravens, and then you get in an injury crunch in another position. And so you cut him from your practice squad for a few weeks.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
No, I don't think anybody's picking him up.
I was, and I think you were alluding to this, Jason. I'm a little surprised that he was signed now. They're like, where's he?
Their thinking probably is we want him around Jaden.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, Mariota's a weird cat. Have you watched even the Netflix quarterback thing?
I did.
He's I don't know. I mean, and look, by all accounts, they got along. And I'm not implying like he doesn't get along, but like, I don't know that his mentality, work ethic, like, I don't know, man. Like, if they thought he was the end all be all as a veteran leader, then there's no way you're bringing another quarterback into that mix. So to me, it's telling me this guy would be there more for kind of the mentorship. Whereas I don't really know that that's Mariota's bag.
And let's go back to where we started before we step out. You think the Browns take a quarterback, maybe top of the second round? Because they're going to take
top of the second round, maybe top of the third round.
Yeah, because they're going to take one of the other guys in the first round.
Friday, but I don't know that it even has to be their first pick on Friday.
Yeah, because they're going to take probably Travis Hunter.
I think they're taking Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
Like right today, if I had to do a top 10, I would go Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter. And then I think in that scenario, I have Will Campbell going to New England. And then I would maybe lean Jacksonville with the kid from the big tackle from Missouri, Membo. I think they just go safe. And it's a rookie head coach, offensive guy. He's trying to fix Trevor Lawrence. The right tackle they drafted a couple years ago is not very good. I mean, the left tackle's okay. But
you surprised Shador seems to be slipping?
I mean, if he goes ninth to the Saints, how is that? Is that really a slip? The kid's going in the top 10.
Sure. But there's a lot of discussions where he was going to be a top 2-3 pick. So yeah, it's a little bit of a slip.
A little bit.
It just seems like there's a lot of anonymous people are putting out there that they don't like his A, athleticism, or B, you know, the whole.
I mean, he's not twitchy. I mean, he's not like, he's not Jaden Daniels. I mean,
no, he's
athletic. He is not an uber athlete. He's way more of a traditional, old school pocket passer than a lot of these other kids. He's not looking to run. He runs as a default, and he can run pretty well as a default. It's not as much incorporated into his game as these other kids. And the problem that that teams have found with him is because he is so old school and because his footwork at times is off, that not only does he have a tendency to hold the ball too long, but he holds the ball too long and it wasn't a 7-step drop. It turned out into an 8.5-step drop and the launch points are off and it throws some things off and it forces him to overcompensate. And he took a lot of first down sacks, which with some scouts is a real red flag. Now, we're having this whole discussion here, and if Friday night or Thursday night,
yeah,
Jimmy Haslam gets up in that war room and says, I want Shador Sanders. I got news for you. Shador Sanders is the number 2 pick in the draft, and there's no slide whatsoever. And I can't tell you. No, I don't know that anybody could tell you that there's no chance that happens. He could spend 3 hours on the phone with Deion Sanders next Wednesday night, and he could hang up from that discussion, walk down to their war room, and take Shador Sanders from number 5 on their big board to number 2 on their big board. And guess what? Cam Ward 1 and Shador Sanders 2. Crazier things have happened in this league. Crazier things happen in this league every year.
Coming up next, it's Friday. Time for our best bets. Our friend, the prop queen, Ariel Epstein, and our own Beltway Ben Hall. Next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure.
Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.